The John Howard Society of Saskatchewan is holding a provincial conference in Moose Jaw in mid-November. It hopes changes people's perspectives on reconciliation and alternatives to the criminal justice system. Changing Our Lens. A community gathering on reconciliation and restorative justice takes place Thursday, November 16 and Friday, November 17, at the Grant Hall Hotel. The event will feature several keynote speakers, panel discussions, a trade show, food and opportunities to learn and grow. The main speakers will include Ben Perrin, a best-selling author and law professor, Jolie Bigital Kekwetuwe with the Buffalo People Arts Institute, Krisia Prispiorka with the Calgary Indigenous Court, Eleanor Sunchild with Sunchild Law, Rhonda Dulshaug with the Elizabeth Fry Society of Calgary, Brian LeBlanc with the House of the Potter Inc., Andrea Phillips with Legal Aid Saskatchewan, and Owen Pelletier with anti-gang organization STR8UP. Perrin is a professor at the Peter A. Allard School of Law at the University of British Columbia. He served in the office of former Prime Minister Stephen Harper as in-house legal counsel and led policy advisor on criminal justice and public safety. He was also a law clerk at the Supreme Court of Canada. He is the national best-selling author of Overdose, Heartbreak and Hope in Canada's Opioid Crisis. His latest book is Indictment, The Criminal Justice System on Trial, which is one of Indigo's most anticipated books of this fall. The book is also a number one bestseller on Amazon in criminal law, criminology and law enforcement. To register, visit sk.johnhoward.ca/changing-our-lens/#gathering-details, or for questions, email provincial@sk.johnhoward.ca. The John Howard Society of Saskatchewan is a nonprofit organization that provides effective, just, and humane services in response to the causes and consequences of crime and assists individuals who are at risk or are involved in the criminal justice process. The organization's mission is to provide prevention, intervention, support services, and advocacy for individuals who are at risk or are involved in the criminal justice process. Its vision is that communities would have effective, just, humane practices that support positive social outcomes. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.